Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
Lady Bears are going to come away with a big win here.
On the road.
Winning the fourth quarter big time against TC Reagan Peebly, urging the crowd to cheer her team on for their performance tonight. And the Lady Bears show why they're the defending national champions and ranked number one or two in the country. There's the final buzzer. Baylor wins it over TCU in Fort Worth. The final, Lady Bears 66, TCU 57.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
I don't find it any more competitive than in years past. If you look beyond what we've done, it's pretty much, I think, wins and losses kind of like it's always been. Of course, I'm a little biased, but we beat up on each other, and it doesn't look impressive really sometimes when you have a losing record in conference, but the truth is you have a lot of teams that are probably equal to each other. So I don't look at it as anything any different, really.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
We will approach it like we hadn't seen them. Obviously, we will also approach it like we have seen them. We're a different team now. Melissa didn't play in that game. That was her first game to miss. I'm sure they think they're a different team now. It'll be good to be at home. They're second place in the league, and they have seniors and players that have played together, and they're playing extremely well. You know they're going to play hard. So we better be ready.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome, John Morris Show, on a rainy Wednesday in Central Texas. Rain moving out sometime later today is the forecast. Welcome in. Glad you're with us. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio, Coach Kim Mulkey in the open, Lauren Cox, Juicy Landrum met with the media yesterday. Highlight cut courtesy of the Baylor Sports Network from Learfield IMG College as the Lady Bears are in action tonight in the Farrell Center hosting the TCU Horned Frogs. Talk about that. Let you hear from more from Coach Mulkey coming up in a bit, but Garrett, second go around, Baylor beat TCU the first time, and it was 66-57, and everybody was aghast that it was a single digit win for the Lady Bears. But you heard in the open some of the comments about, you know, what it's like in the Big 12 when you know everybody, they know you very well, and now here we go, the second go around against TCU.
I think everybody's gotten accustomed to them just blowing people out of the water. And when you look at a program like TCU, first off, you need to take in consideration it's a rival.
Yes, okay? Yes.
And they went on the road to play them. And this isn't a young team. This is a very senior-laden team who is experienced. And, you know, they have the chemistry. They know what to expect out of each other. And you're not going to blow a team like that out. You're just not going to. And so for them to win by just one a single digit is not a surprise to me at all.
Right. No. And nothing wrong with that at all. I mean, it's a win. It was 9 points. And now here the Frogs come into the Farrell Center to play the Lady Bears tonight. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 6:30, tip off at 7 here on ESPN Central Texas. Television tonight, Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. I was visiting yesterday. Terry and I were visiting with Pat Hambrick, a home building magnate here in Central Texas. And Pat, big basketball fan. He and his wife both are, men and women. And we said something about the women. And he said, yeah, I finally found them on ESPN Plus. And he said a couple of games they looked to find the game. He said it took them, they missed the first quarter, both the games, finding it on ESPN Plus. But he did find them.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are running into that same scenario. And then, I don't know, yesterday did you see Bob Bowlesby was meeting with the Senate about it? And he was asked from a senator from West Virginia, because a lot of the people in West Virginia live in rural areas,
really?
You know? And
yeah.
So when that's affected by the internet, because you got to have internet to have
right.
ESPN Plus connection. So there's still people concerned in other areas of, you know, Big 12 country who are dealing with this as well. So it's not just isolated to us.
Well, and speaking of West Virginia, there's a big men's game tonight, third-ranked Kansas at number 14 West Virginia. And where are you going to find that game? Well, it's on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus.
And that was her real concern, which that's why she was initially bringing it up. She had the opportunity and the platform, but it just aligned with this big matchup, you know, because I think ESPN Plus is using games like this, and West Virginia and Baylor are going to be on there as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's big-time matchups that usually you would see on TV, but it's like they're flexing their muscles saying, you have to get this to watch these games.
Well, and that's the way to do it. I remember when ESPN2 started, and people said, really? Is there not enough programming, you know, to fill another ESPN? Obviously, there is. But they would slide some pretty high-profile games over to ESPN2, and it's good. I mean, it's a good move by ESPN because that way people who want to watch that game, they have to make sure they have access. Their cable provider provides it, or, you know, whatever satellite to have ESPN2.
And they did it smart because they've given you time. They didn't just, like, initially start out with the biggest game and throw it on there.
Right,
you know,
right.
People are accustomed to it, and a lot of people know about it, and they're fully aware. So now seems like the right time to slide a big game on and make you force your hand that if you want to watch it.
It really does, yeah. So that's you know, that's part of the motivation about doing this. And I think more and more people are you know, saying, okay, you know, kind of scratching and clawing, they're going to go to ESPN Plus, maybe not willingly, but, you know, they just see how much programming is on there, how much Big 12 programming and games are on there.
And it's not just that. I mean, it's a lot of people. I'm not a UFC fan, but there's a lot of UFC fans, and they have a lot of content.
They have a lot of that, don't they?
Yeah. They have a lot of, like, series shows where you can watch. So it's not just isolated to a Big 12 play. There's numerous things on there as well.
That's a good point. Yeah, I mean, we come at it from a Big 12 perspective and all the Big 12 games that are on there, but there's a lot of other games and series, and a lot of the UFC is on there.
I think also that the biggest difference might be generational.
Yeah.
People are just accustomed to the traditional way of watching TV, and that's slowly going away. That's what makes this platform smart, you know, is to go ahead and do it, but you just have to be willing to make the adjustment.
There's no question about that. Being generational, you know, it's different. You know, somebody says to me, oh, that game's not on TV. Well, it is on TV. Well, what channel? Well, you've got to go to, you know, so it's a different way of looking at it. But like at our house, I mean, through a Fire Stick, you can get a Fire Stick for $35. And, you know, you have to pay for the subscription also of ESPN Plus. But then you just run it right off of there and you watch it on TV and it looks great, just like any other game that would be on TV. I know what I'm saying here. I mean, I hear you yelling at your radio when you say, oh, you just said you have to pay for a subscription, which is true. I understand that. But that's kind of where we are right now in the Big 12.
I think a lot of family, like our family in general, we have cable only because it's included in my rent. If it wasn't included, I would not have cable. I would not have Grande. And 90% of the time, if the TV's on in our house, it is Netflix or my daughter watching, like my son will go on there and watch YouTube videos of Peppa Pig and stuff.
Interesting. Yeah.
So it's a lot of streaming. And then the only time I turn the TV on is to watch like a game on ESPN, but I have ESPN Plus to keep up with Baylor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just one of those things.
Yeah. And funny you say that because we had did I tell you about the TV switcheroo that we did this weekend?
No.
So we were moving TVs around in our house, and at one point, one of the cable boxes kind of froze up and it was showing an error light, and it was the main one in the den. And so we had no access to, we're Spectrum cable. We had no access to that through that cable box. And there was something on that I wanted to watch. Can't remember what it was, but I said, no problem. I just went to the ESPN app,
right?
You know, and watched it through the TV and watched the game right there. So it was kind of like, that was pretty easy, you know, to go around Spectrum. Had to because of the cable box being out.
And I think that's one thing that helps, like from my perspective of having it, is a lot of the times, like at night, if I'm trying to get my son to sleep or something, it's really difficult to get him to sleep. Or if you don't want a distraction, I can watch a game on my phone while he's watching, say, like his tablet's dead and he wants to watch what his show's on the TV. So I'll give him the TV because I can watch it on my phone.
Right.
And it's just simple.
And that's one of the big pluses about ESPN Plus is you can watch it on your phone. You can watch it on an iPad. You can watch it on in a car, you know. It's not just a traditional TV channel. So that's one of the real pluses. And really, I think puts the Big 12 on the forefront, you know, moving forward with streaming these games and having that agreement with ESPN.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that because I think you could see the other the conference programs that have traditional channels maybe looking at how they can create an app for that possibly. That way you can get it mobile.
Yeah, you would think. Like the SEC Network, Big Ten Network, Pac-12 Network.
Exactly.
Good point. So we say all that to say if you want to watch the Lady Bears tonight, well, it's on Big 12 now on ESPN+, their game against TCU. Also, men's game, the big matchup, Kansas and West Virginia. It's on Big 12 now on ESPN+. And then, like you said, Garrett, Saturday's big game, Baylor and West Virginia from the Farrell Center. Likewise, on Big 12 now on ESPN+.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously you want to come to the game, but if you can't, then that's where you're going to have to find it at.
Yeah, that's it. So it's a different mindset, really, is the main thing. It's a different way of thinking, a different way of looking at accessing games you want to see. And, you know, and it does cost a little bit. You know, the subscription to ESPN Plus is $5 a month. Or you can do a year for $50 and save a little money. So I understand that. I understand people who run fixed incomes and they don't want to just keep adding. You know, if you add add Netflix, if you add ESPN Plus, if you add Disney Plus.
Well, that's the thing, though, right there. You just mentioned Disney Plus is they have the bundle where you can get Hulu and Disney Plus and ESPN Plus, and it's like $12.
Yes.
So
I think if we didn't have cable, and I like Spectrum, and we've had that forever, Time Warner. If we didn't have that, I would really look at that bundle, that Hulu, Disney, ESPN bundle.
That was the initial, I got the, because they let you get a sample or a trial prescription, subscription. So I got that initially, and once it ran out, because we everybody was excited. You know, we wanted to watch the Disney Plus.
Right.
And we watched that for probably about a day, you know, and then it ran its course. And so I let it fade out, and once the trial was up, I went ahead and got the paid the $4 just to have the ESPN.
Gotcha.
So you have options.
I gotcha. Yeah, that's true. All right, there you go. Let's take a break. When we come back, let you hear from Coach Mulkey talking about the matchup tonight. Coach Mulkey compliments the men's team and the way they're playing, and Mark Vidal lets you hear from that as well. But Baylor TCU women's basketball tonight in the Farrell Center. Talk more about that. Look at the women's schedule, and then look at the men's Big 12 schedule, including Kansas at West Virginia tonight. That coming up later in the hour. Let you hear from Kalani Brown, who is in town. Kalani helped lead the Lady Bears to the national championship last year. She has been traded from Los Angeles to Atlanta, and she is in Waco working out here in their offseason and will be at the game tonight. So let you hear from Kalani Brown coming up in the hour as well. Hey, glad you're with us this morning. Drive carefully out there. Wet roads again. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also brought to you by D'Amore Fine Jewelers at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
This Valentine's, you could get her flowers, you could get her chocolates, or you could get her jewelry. At D'Amore Fine Jewelers, why not get her all three? Free flowers and free chocolates with all diamond jewelry purchases, $99 and up. And with any gentleman gifts, we'll throw in a free men's necktie for your night out with a purchase of $99 and up. Now through February 14th, only at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, where Waco gets engaged. 4541 West Waco Drive.
Coach Kim Mulkey and the Lady Bears on the floor tonight.
The Lady Bears back in action tonight in the Farrell Center hosting TCU. 6:30 for the countdown to tip-off. 7 p.m. tip-off tonight for the Lady Bears and the Frogs.
Join Maggie Davis-Dinette and the voice of the Lady Bears, Bruce Geetson, for Baylor women's basketball tonight, right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Wake up, Waco. It's time for your financial update with the team from Lovett & Associates. Here with us today is Eric Lovett. Eric, you've made an offer for the book Income Allocation. Why does this financial model and structure for our assets make so much sense for today's retiree?
Let's go back and talk about how you've always done things till the time you retire. You have always, first and foremost, had an income plan. Your paycheck is your income plan. What you save after your bills, that is your investment plan. Typically, no one has an investment plan or asset allocation without first working and having a paycheck. Check as an income plan. Here's the misstep. Wall Street and the lump sum we built up in our investment plan lead us to believe that at a specific age or a certain dollar amount, it's okay to abandon our income plan, leave the paycheck behind and replace it with only our investment plan. Do you feel comfortable relying on your investments not to falter? Are you confident in the asset allocation investment plan that has never supported you suddenly providing everything that your paycheck has until this point? Everything and more, because every day is Saturday in retirement. Income allocation works by showing you exactly what you will need. How much you will have to take from your retirement investment accounts to replace that paycheck. It is very specific. It is contractual and mathematical. It prioritizes your highest needs in retirement. It's exactly what we do here at Lovett & Associates, and we do it every day. We've helped so many people around the community. They'll come and visit with us. They don't think they can retire. They think they need to work another 5 or 10 years. And then we show them how we can use income allocation. And it is the most gratifying thing when I tell them that they can retire sooner than they thought.
Call now and request your complimentary income allocation retirement portfolio design and the book Income Allocation. 254-870-6800. That's 254-870-6800.
Security and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC, a broker-dealer, and a registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other entity. Investments in securities do not offer a fixed rate of return. Principal yield and or share price will fluctuate with changes in market conditions. And when sold or redeemed, you may receive more or less than originally invested. No system or financial planning strategy can guarantee future results.
Direct phone number to reach Lovett & Associates is 254-751-1256.
It's Matt Moses' show brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Fall in love with these February deals on 2020 Silverados and great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, a huge inventory of new Chevrolets you choose from online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
Bombarolo's Pizza, a Waco tradition since 1969 and consistently voted best pizza in Waco. With two locations to serve you, one on Valley Mills Drive and one in Hewitt. Bombarolo's Pizza, open Monday through Friday with lunch specials. You can find out more at www.pomparolos.com. Whether you dine in, carry out, drive through, or order online, it's Bombarolo's Pizza. Best pizza in Waco, best pizza on earth.
Today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio on this rainy Wednesday morning. We're brought to you by Marineland Waco Yamaha. Hey, you hear about boat show pricing, things like that, but you got to have the know-how to back that up, and they do at Marineland Waco Yamaha. It's boat show season for sure, and they've got those Quest pontoons that are available out there with some great, significant money back when you make a purchase. So check it out, MarinelandWacoYamaha.com. You know where they're located, right there at the bend, I-35 and Loop 340 South. Check it out, Marineland Waco Yamaha in Waco. All right, mentioned the Lady Bears in action tonight in the Farrell Center on the air at 6:30, tip-off at 7 here on ESPN Central Texas. Television on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. Plus. Baylor is 10-0 in Big 12 conference play. They're 21-1 on the season. They are the Lady Bears are leading the league by two games over TCU. TCU in second place in the Big 12 standings. They are sitting at 8-2 in Big 12 play. Thanks for listening, Pat Hambrick. So the TCU Horned Frogs, the closest to Baylor in the Big 12 standings, a veteran team for Reagan Peabody, a lot of seniors. Here is Coach Mulkey talking about the challenge tonight taking on TCU.
You see a team of upperclassmen that have played together. You see a hungry team. They want to get to the NCAA tournament, and they know in order to do that, they've got to finish high in our league. They haven't lost a game in the Big 12 on the road yet. Their losses have been at home. They're like 5-0 on the road. So they're not going to be intimidated coming in here. They're not going to be intimidated going anywhere in the Big 12. They want to win. They expect to win. And they have their goal of getting to an NCAA tournament. They shoot the three ball without a trouble. They're not just huge. They're not going to match up with us in height. They'll mix up their defenses to keep you off balance. And we've got to do a better job of handling some of the defenses that were thrown at us in Fort Worth.
All right, Coach Mulkey talking about TCU, tonight's opponent in the Farrell Center. Really interesting, the point she makes. TCU is 5-0 on the road in Big 12 play. They are 3-2 at home in Big 12 play. Home losses to Texas Tech on January 8th. And then, of course, Baylor on January 22nd.
I think that's the discipline and the experience. But most of the time, you think it would be opposite. You know, you defend your home court. But I think they're setting up nicely to make a good run in the tournament. And when you are able to win on the road like that, I think that'll pay dividends to go forward. They should have a decent run with it.
In Big 12 play, Baylor and TCU are the only teams that are undefeated in conference games. Both 5-0 on the road. Texas is 5-1 on the road. But it shows TCU, obviously, has done very well on the road. For the Lady Bears, of course, 10-0 in Big 12 conference play overall. Coach Mulkey asked the question yesterday about the discipline of her team and how important that is and the unselfishness of her team. And that question led to this from Coach Mulkey.
I think there's an old quote, "It's amazing what can be accomplished when no one cares who receives the credit." And I'm going to give a compliment to our men's basketball team. And you watch Mark Vidal and what he does for that team. He helps his teammates defensively. He gets the scrub buckets. He dives on the floor. He sees a teammate about to have a confrontation with the opponent. He's the first one to break them up. That stuff spreads, and that's what we've had in this program for a long time. And the reason I compliment the men is most of those guys are wanting to be in the NBA, and they're one and done, and they're selfish, and I got to get my stats. When you see a men's team pulling for each other, those are the ones that end up going a long way in the playoffs. And that's why it's exciting to watch those guys play. And the fact that they're now playing man-to-man defense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She loves that man-to-man defense. Doesn't like that zone at all. But nice compliment there from Coach Mulkey to the men's team. The Lady Bears in action tonight against TCU. 7 o'clock in the Farrell Center. Also tonight, Iowa State at Texas, 7 o'clock on the Longhorn Network. Kansas at Texas Tech, 7 o'clock on, okay, here this one. You want to watch Kansas at Tech tonight?
Yeah.
Where are you going to find that?
Oh, ESPN Plus?
No. They're not, they'll be a part of it next year, but Tech is not this year. So it's the TexasTech.tv.
So this is like the TCU thing.
Yes, the Frog. Yeah, Frog Vision, Horn Frog TV.
See, that's a lot worse than trying to hunt it down on ESPN.
I'm telling
Plus.
You, yeah. But next year, now Tech will be in the fold. TCU will be in the fold. Who else is not this year? There's two others. So next school year, eight of the 10 Big 12 schools will have their third tier rights with ESPN Plus.
So are those channels, are they just like internet channels or like
basically
campus channels?
Basically, you have to subscribe to it, and it is, I mean, it's a good production.
Right.
It really is, but then it's not over-the-air TV, so you'd have to go through their website to find that, and again, it's subscription also.
That's kind of like a knockoff version of the Longhorn Network for each
You might say that. I mean, yeah, but the Longhorn Network, you know, has a designated channel.
Yeah.
Right. This one would be. So Kansas at Tech tonight on TexasTech.tv. Last night, women's side, K-State beat West Virginia in Morgantown, 56-55. Oklahoma State beat Oklahoma last night. Bedlam women's basketball, 73-69. Both the Cowgirls and the Sooners are 5-7 in Big 12 play. All right, that's the women's side of the Big 12 last night and the games coming up tonight, including Baylor. Last night on the men's side, one game, Oklahoma State won in Manhattan over K-State, 64-59. So the Cowboys have now won two of their last three in conference play.
I'm glad to see that. Boynton's a great coach, and I think that they're starting to – he's starting to get going, and they're starting to feed off of him and find their identity. And it's nice to see because, but traditionally, Oklahoma State's always in the mix. Yeah. So it was kind of uncharacteristic to see the season they've been having. But, you know, it just takes time to get your rhythm sometimes, and it's starting to hit with them.
Right. So they're 2-9 in conference play, wins in two of their last three. Kansas State is 2-9, so they're now tied for that spot in the standings. Tonight, we've mentioned third-ranked Kansas at number 14, West Virginia. Where are you going to find it?
ESPN
Big 12
Plus.
Now on ESPN Plus. That is at 6 o'clock our time this evening, 6 o'clock Central. Also, Iowa State at Oklahoma tonight at 8 on ESPN2. So that's the schedule, Big 12 tonight.
See, and that right there is the, I think, the draw, because they could easily flip those games.
Yeah.
You know, to where you have the marquee matchup on TV, but they're making you get it.
Good point. The only thing is, it's at West Virginia, so you're talking Eastern time.
True.
So if that was 8 o'clock Central, which they do sometimes, that's 9 o'clock Eastern time for the tip-off.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just think that if they wanted to, they could have switched.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They could have.
It's just a marketing tactic.
Yep. So 6 p.m. for Kansas, West Virginia, 8 o'clock for Iowa State at Oklahoma. Tonight, Baylor men hosting West Virginia Saturday at 3 in the Farrell Center. Man, there is no reason they shouldn't be hanging from the rafters Saturday for this number one ranked Baylor team hosting 14th ranked West Virginia Saturday at 3 p.m. I know Sing is going on, but or I guess maybe it hadn't started yet, but seeing practice is going on. But 3 o'clock in the afternoon, come on, this place ought to be absolutely full, Farrell Center on Saturday.
You can hold practice in the Farrell Center. It's not going to hurt nothing. Get everybody involved.
That'd be good. Yeah, just do that. Just basketball
one
slash
big harmonious
sing practice. That would be good. All right, let's take a break. On the other side, we will hear from Kalani Brown, who is in town working out the offseason for Kalani, recently traded from Los Angeles to Atlanta. I think it's the Atlanta Dream, isn't it? Is that the name of their team?
I believe so.
That's pretty cool. And she's excited about it, which is great to hear. So we'll hear from Kalani about that coming up after a break. John Morris Show brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Let's see. Last night they had the family pasta night. Not tonight, but tomorrow. Here's a heads up. Tomorrow night is the Kids Club Valentine's Party. They'll be able to create their own Valentine's, decorate sugar cookies, and watch Lady and the Tramp tomorrow night. That's perfect.
That's perfect. Yeah.
That's good. So Kids Club Valentine's Party tomorrow night, 6 to 8 at the Baylor Club. Friday, of course, big Valentine's dinner at the Baylor Club, 5 to 9 p.m. Live music, a harpist and a flutist there. Take advantage of that. And then we told you on Sunday, it's a family Valentine's Day brunch, 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. According to this picture, heart-shaped waffles. Now, they better deliver if they're going to put that in the picture. You better find some heart-shaped waffles when you go on Sunday. I'm sure you will. A Sunday brunch unlike any other at the Baylor Club. Check out their entire schedule of events on the web, thebaylorclub.com, thebaylorclub.com. You can give them a call to ask questions or to make reservations for any and all of these events at 254-710-8080. That is the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday with Pat and John here on the home of the Bears,
The Bears back in action Saturday in the Farrell Center hosting West Virginia. 2:30 for the countdown to tip-off. It's a 3 p.m. tip-off Saturday for the Bears and the Mountaineers.
Baylor Big 12 basketball Saturday here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
Baylor football fans, now is the time to order your reserve parking and tailgate spaces for the 2020 Baylor football season. Brazos Parking, locally owned and operated, is located at 1400 Martin Luther King Boulevard across from McLean Stadium and is home for the best tailgating in Waco. Go to BrazosParking.com to learn about all the great amenities, including friendly customer service, site map, and easy reservation system. Remember, BrazosParking.com, that's B-R-A-Z-O-S Parking.com, to reserve your game day destination.
Okay, Valentine's Day is here again, and guys, you're not ready, right? At Morrison's Gifts, they have your solution. They feature quality local Texas and American-made products, like John Hart-designed handcrafted leather bags and accessories, grandmother's buttons, antique button jewelry, jelly cat plush animals made to order, and pre-made gift baskets. They also have 6 lines of candles and the world's softest socks. She'll love you for them, and so much more, you can't go wrong. Morrison's Gifts, since 1979, at 4308 West Waco Drive, next to Jason's Deli in the Brazos Play Center.
What are you supposed to do when you pull up behind a truck that doesn't even have a hitch? I mean, it's like looking at plumber's crack. Do you cover your kids' eyes, look away, and switch radio stations? Hi, Jay here from Pickup Outfitters, asking for your help to end this embarrassing form of truck nudity. If you have a truck, at some point you need to pull something. It could be a trailer to haul stuff off to the dump, maybe a jet ski, a boat, an RV, a horse trailer, even just a bike rack. The point is, put a hitch on your truck's backside. And at Pickup Outfitters, we actually install more hitches than anything else. Whether it's a receiver hitch, a gooseneck, or a fifth wheel, we'll cover your aspirations to not drive a new truck. And all hitches are covered by the Pickup Outfitters Lifetime Installation Guarantee. So cover your rear end with a new hitch from Pickup Outfitters on Lake Erie Drive in Waco, where we're fighting to end truck nudity in Central Texas. Check them out on our website at createacommotion.com/hitches.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Maggard Bookkeeping of Waco has been helping Central Texas with their tax returns for more than 20 years. Tonight at the Farrell Center, the number 2-ranked Baylor Lady Bears will welcome in second place TCU. Here's head coach Kim Mulkey's thoughts on playing TCU for the second time this season.
We're a different team now. Melissa didn't play in that game. That was her first game to miss. I'm sure they think they're a different team now. It'll be good to be at home. They're second place in the league, and they have seniors and players that have played together, and they're playing extremely well. You know they're going to play hard, so we better be ready.
Baylor vs. TCU tips off at 7 p.m. on ESPN Central Texas. In the NBA, the Spurs beat the Thunder 114-106, and the Rockets, they top the Celtics 116-105. Tonight, the Mavs will host the Kings. Tip-off is at 7 p.m.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. This is the John Morris Show. Proudly presented by Baylor University, where light shine bright.
There's a pass knocked away, but saved by Juicy Landrum. Gives it to Lauren Cox on the left elbow. Puts the jumper up. Perfect.
Yeah, I think a lot of teams have some really good talent. A lot of teams are playing well, and there's a lot of surprises. Some teams that may have not done as well in the past are really doing good now. They're at the top of the conference. So you have to come ready to play every night.
Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
It's Lauren Cox with the Lady Bears, number 2 in the nation, set to host TCU tonight in the Farrell Center. Baylor at 10-0 in Big 12 play. TCU the closest to them in the standings, 2 games back at 8-2. Highlight cut courtesy of the Baylor Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Baylor TCU tonight, women's basketball in the Farrell Center. Hey, we're brought to you in part by Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. Great honor for Amanda, number one in the world, I'm going to say, among the realtors for Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. A great honor. One of the goals she says she had, and she has reached that. So she has done it because of great customer service and referrals, and we're referring her to you right now. If you have need of a realtor, check out Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. Her contact information available on her Facebook page. Just search Facebook for Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. We're also brought to you by Rebath of Central Texas. Hey, if you're considering updating or modernizing your bathroom, Rebath of Central Texas is here to help. Just Google Rebath of Central Texas, view past projects and testimonials from many satisfied customers. Check that out. Free estimates and financing are available. And here's a special to our listeners. If you mention you heard us talking about Rebath of Central Texas on ESPN Central Texas, you could get up to $500 off your next bathroom project. I might do a bathroom project just to get the $500 off.
It'd be worth it.
We actually have a couple that we need to do. Got a couple of tubs that just need a little work, you know, modernizing. Yeah. Nothing major.
Yeah.
We can do that today, but they can handle that. They can handle any other larger, maybe a complete renovation of your bathroom.
I'm incapable of doing any projects like that, so I would definitely take advantage of services like Rebath.
Yeah, Rebath is the place. So check it out, Rebath of Central Texas. If you do talk to them, be sure and mention that you heard us talk about it on ESPN Central Texas, and that'll get you up to $500 off your next bathroom project. All right, mentioned Kalani Brown in town working out during the offseason for her with the WNBA last year, her rookie season with the Los Angeles franchise, but just this week traded to Atlanta. Here is Kalani talking about the move from LA to Atlanta in the WNBA.
It is. It's a new journey. I think that I'm really excited about the move, first and foremost. I think that Atlanta's a great fit for me. I'm back at home with all my family. And I think that Atlanta really has had a true five before, so I think that they can really work with me and I can get better at my craft and at my game. When I talk to them, they seem really interested in, you know, me shooting the mid-range and possibly the trail three. So, you know, she would never let me shoot it. But anyway, so, yeah, but they really were ready to pour into me. So, yeah, it's a positive start. It's a great start.
Good move there. And she said back home in Atlanta. Of course, you know, you who followed Kalani during her time at Baylor, you know she was from Slidell, Louisiana. But her parents now live in Atlanta. So P.J. Brown, former NBA player, her dad. So they live in Atlanta now. So she considers it back home. That's a good move.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you have opportunity, especially if you're close with your family, to go and, you know, live out your dreams and have your career in the same place, that's nice.
Here is Kalani now on what she learned playing with the L.A. franchise her rookie season.
I had so many vets around me, from Candace Parker, Elena Beer. She just retired. I didn't know she was from Shreveport, but she is. So I had so many vets around me, and just learning how the game is played. And I feel like I was a freshman again. You know, this game is a lot quicker than the college game was. So now I'm like, okay, now I got to adjust to this. But they were there every step of the way whenever I had road questions. What do we do on the road? Because it's quite different. You know, charter flights, we don't have that. You know, different things, different changes. I think I'm really spoiled. But, you know, they helped me through that. And they were just great vets all around.
Yeah, she made the point in there, a little spoiled at Baylor. We got those charter flights, and all of a sudden you get to the WNBA, and not quite so much.
That caught me off guard. Why wouldn't they have charter flights in a
surprised.
Professional league?
I know. I don't know. I guess it's a money thing. But you would think for basketball, you know, that's a smaller number, and I was surprised to hear that also.
Yeah, that's something that I would, I you know that you hear the disparities about the WNBA compared to the NBA, but I mean, chartered flights, that's just like commonplace.
Come on. I would think so. Yeah. So a little surprising there. Here's one more from Kalani Brown. This is really interesting. Asked about what she sees watching this year's Baylor team, just a year removed from being a part of it and helping the Lady Bears win their third national championship.
I'm kind of like a proud parent, you know. Them doing some of the things that, you know, I used to yell at them in practice about, you know, it just shows their growth as a team. And, you know, this team is special still and still dangerous. I have no doubt that we can get to another Final Four. I've applied the pressure that we need this Final Four because it's in New Orleans. It's in my city. So if you're not going to do it for me, you know. So I've already relayed that to the girls, and they know the seriousness of that. But, yeah, we are so much more dangerous. We have so much more in our arsenal. We didn't have the three-point shot last year. So I'm thinking, you know, Juicy goes out there and hits that record, and I'm just like, wow. You know, like, imagine if we would have had that in the national championship. We probably would have won by more than 1 point. You know, it would have probably would have been a little less stressful. Now, we still go inside out. But I think that having that three-point shot is – that perimeter is so much more dangerous when you have both.
Nice comments from Kalani Brown, part of a national championship winning team last year here at Baylor. And for a post player, you can hear she appreciates that, that three-point shooting. You know how much of a plus that is.
It is, but it's something that you also don't want to rely on. Too. A lot of teams try to rely on that too much, but she makes a good point. They still go inside out, but having that as a backup plan definitely helps.
Yeah, Brown and Cox, what a great combo that was. Post-to-post passing, Lauren Cox is still here, and now Nalissa Smith has stepped in. But great to see Kalani Brown, and glad she's happy with that trade, the move. To the Atlanta Dream, the Atlanta Dream. Mm-hmm. I said something about traffic, and she said, I'm coming from L.A., so it can't be as bad as L.A. That's probably right.
Yeah, I mean, L.A. is probably one of the worst areas for traffic in maybe New York and L.A.
Yeah, it's got to be. Atlanta, so, you hear horror stories about it, but I'm sure L.A. is just a parking lot.
Yeah, you just get adapted.
Yeah. So good to see and hear from Kalani Brown for the Lady Bears. I think she'll be at the game tonight watching as Baylor takes on TCU. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, the day of the day, some birthdays to share with you today. It's Robert Griffin III's birthday today. There's a preview. We've got more when we come back. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday morning. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio, brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
It's a new year and it's time to fire up the grill, heat up the oven, or get that deep fryer going to enjoy the top quality products at Waco Custom Marketplace. Hi, this is David Smith. And live crawfish season is here, so it's time to prepare, boil, and enjoy delicious crawfish, and give Waco Custom Marketplace a call to order your bag of their finest crawfish, available right now. Crawfish Boil Box includes 5 pounds of red beet potatoes, 30 corn cobettes, 5 pounds of sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil season. And make your order now for live crawfish and pick it up in time for the weekend. Let Waco Custom Marketplace be your one-stop shop for team gatherings, school functions, and fundraisers. And remember, the crawfish boil box includes red beet potatoes, corn cobettes, sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil seasoning. Serving Waco restaurants and families since 1940, Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive, or WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
Your CBD store, the only designated CBD store in Central Texas, located in Hewitt. We've created a warm, inviting space where you can feel comfortable asking the questions you've wanted to ask about CBD. Every product has independent lab testing available. Our staff is here to help you find an award-winning product that's right for you. Come see for yourself and get back to being you. Visit us at your CBD store on Hewitt Drive, next to Cafe Cappuccino.
Thinking about buying a home and don't know where to start? NeighborWorks Waco has been assisting Central Texans in the home buying process for the past 26 years, and they are ready to help you. Not enough money for a down payment or low credit scores? NeighborWorks Waco has programs to help you get the best loan. Plus, they make sure you know just what to look for in selecting that perfect home. Call 254-752-1647 or visit us online at nw-waco.org to get started. NeighborWorks Waco, homeownership the right way.
Don Humidor has among the best top-rated cigars, not in the country, but the world, inside their 48-foot walk-in humidor. Rocky Patel, Padron, Ashton, Monte Cristo, Romeo and Julieta, Artur Fuente. If you want a cigar, no matter if it's harsh or something light, Churchill length or smaller, Don Humidor is where you go. And as for Carol and Ashley, two ladies that will greet you with a smile and great intelligence and knowledge in the cigar business. Don Humidor, in the Townwood Shopping Center of Valley Mills in Waco.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Maggard Bookkeeping in Waco has been helping Central Texans with their tax returns for more than 20 years. Tonight at the Farrell Center, the number 2 ranked Baylor Lady Bears will welcome in second place TCU. Here's head coach Kim Mulkey's thoughts on playing TCU for the second time this season.
We're a different team now. Melissa didn't play in that game. That was her first game to miss. I'm sure they think they're a different team now. It'll be good to be at home. They're second place in the league, and they have seniors and players that have played together, and they're playing extremely well. You know they're going to play hard, so we better be ready.
Baylor vs. TCU tips off at 7 p.m. on ESPN Central Texas. In the NBA, the Spurs beat the Thunder 114-106, and the Rockets, they top the Celtics 116-105. Tonight, the Mavs will host the Kings. Tip-off is at 7 p.m.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Lady love, your love is peaceful like a summer's breeze. My lady love, with love that's tender as a baby's touch, you give me all of the things that I need so much. You're my world, lady love.
Little Valentine's Week music there, Garrett. You know who that is? Can you identify that artist?
I do not. I've never heard that.
Sweet Lou Rawls. Lou Rawls.
I've never heard of Lou
Big
Rawls.
Big old bass voice, Lou Rawls. Lady Love is the name. So on this Valentine's Week, we're going to give you some Valentine's music here.
Lou Rawls.
As much as we can. Lou Rawls. You got to say it deep like Lou Rawls. All right, welcome back. Final segment, John Morris Show here on ESPN Central Texas. Garrett gives us the day of the day every day. They're always interesting, always entertaining. Today is a bit of a stretch, but the only choice you had, right?
Yeah, and it's bad. I'm not going to lie.
Maybe to somebody it's not bad, but it's National Plum Pudding Day.
That's bad.
Plum Pudding Day. All right. Also known as Christmas Pudding, National Plum Pudding Day celebrates a traditional holiday dessert. On February 12th, learn about this tasty treat with an interesting history. Here's some of the history. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
So it is kind of recognized as a holiday treat, you know, part of a holiday meal. So how does Plum Pudding Day end up on February 12th?
Yeah, it's nowhere near. I mean, you're not going to have a big holiday meal for Valentine's Day. And I'm pretty sure if you threw some plum pudding out there, it would not set well.
Plum Pudding Day.
I've never even heard of plum pudding. That's just gross sounding.
It just, to me, it just sounds old fashioned. Just the name of it, old fashioned.
I guess.
Plum pudding.
Yeah. That's just,
all right. That's what we have for you today. Plum Pudding Day. Celebrate appropriately and with
caution.
With caution. That's a good way to put it. All right. Let's look at birthdays today. I mentioned RG3's birthday is today. So if you know Rob, send him a text or a note or a tweet or something. Tell him happy birthday. Happy birthday to Robert Griffin III, the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback from Baylor. Today is Tony Miller's birthday, former quarter miler here at Baylor. Tony, and that great line of Clyde Hart quarter milers. Happy birthday to him. It's Marcus Sedbury's birthday. Works with us in athletics in the area of student athlete academic services. Let me tell you, Marcus has done a tremendous job in that area with the programs he's instilled there, the Baylor Built program and many others. Marcus and his group, it's not just him, but he has led the way, and they have done a great job in preparing champions for life in that academic area. So today's Marcus's birthday. Let's see, who else? Carl Hoover from the Waco Trib. If you read the Trib, you know the name Carl Hoover. Today is his birthday. Tell him happy birthday. The king of the Raising Cane's empire here in Central Texas, Mark Strauss. Today is Mark's birthday. So happy birthday to Mark. Christine Carver's birthday. And here's one. Okay. Oh, Jana Hickson's birthday is today also. Happy birthday to Jana. Here's one where it's the husband, wife, who share a Facebook page.
Those tricky ones.
Yeah. It's either Cynthia Lewis's birthday or Jim Lewis's birthday. Let me scroll down and see if I can figure out which one it is. It's someone in the Lewis family is having a birthday today, and I can't tell by looking which one it is. So happy birthday to either Cynthia Lewis or Jim Lewis today, Judge. It's one of their birthdays today. Anything to add?
Nothing today. I'll have something tomorrow.
Okay. Tomorrow's the day.
Yeah, tomorrow's the day.
Yeah. All right. So happy birthday to all those folks. RG3 and Tony Miller and Jana Hickson and Mark Strauss. Happy birthday to all of you. Appreciate you. And if you folks know any of those folks, send them a text or an email or a tweet or something like that.
So on the eve of Plum Pudding Day, we could backtrack in the,
pie. Let's do it.
The pie. So you brought the buttermilk pie. I never heard of, what was it,
chess pie? Chess pie, right.
And I've had it at the house. I've had it in the fridge. And so last night I decided to break it out. And I tried it, and it's pretty good. It tastes good, but it is extremely sweet.
Yes, it is.
And that overwhelmed me. So it's too sweet for me,
I got
for my
you.
Taste.
I got
but
you.
I did try it, and that is my assessment of
Thank
the
you
chess
for trying
pie.
It. All right. I love that ringing endorsement. It's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good. Did anybody else in the house try it? Or
my wife
you?
Did, too.
Okay.
And she had the same thing. It was really rich and sweet.
It is. It is. Yeah, true. Maybe that's why I like it so
Maybe
much.
Maybe so.
But chess pie, we were talking about it one day. I asked if you'd ever heard about it. No, you never heard of it. And I said, it's also called buttermilk pie, and they've got these at Rudy's.
Yeah.
The small size, kind of individual, maybe good for sharing, individual size, either buttermilk pie or pecan they've got also. So I got you on and brought that, and I'm glad you finally tried it.
See, that's another thing, like with pecan, I love pecans.
Do you?
But that sweet, whatever
it is
stuff,
sweet.
I could not do a pecan pie because of that.
Wow. Interesting.
Not happening.
Well, I'm glad you finally tried
it.
That's
yeah,
good.
I've been meaning to, but things got sideways, and I finally broke it out last night.
Gotcha. So. Good deal. On the eve of Plum Pudding Day. So now you can have some plum pudding today.
Yeah.
All right. We got to move out of here. Matt Mosley is coming in next. Matt Mosley Show, 10 to noon here on ESPN Central Texas. Remind you again, the second-ranked Baylor Lady Bears, and they're now second in both polls. South Carolina, with their win over UConn, moved up to number one in both polls. So the Lady Bears were second in the AP and first in the coaches. Now South Carolina moves up to number one in both. Baylor is number two in both. But the second-ranked Lady Bears hosting TCU tonight, 7 o'clock in the Farrell Center. Bruce Geetson, Maggie Davis-Stinnette on the air at 6:30 here on ESPN Central Texas. Bob Baker, engineering courtside in the Farrell Center. So the broadcast here on ESPN Central Texas television tonight, Jim Haller and I will have the broadcast on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus tonight at 7 o'clock this evening. Big 12-wise on the men's side, third-ranked Kansas at number 14, West Virginia. This could be a slugfest. You think about all the big guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the best big men in this league are on those two teams. I would put Freddie Gillespie in that group as well. And we just saw Jericho Sims for Texas. He's good. But you talk about Oscar Tshiebwe and Derek Culver for West Virginia, and of course Udoka Azubuike for West Virginia. This is going to be a hand-to-hand combat between those two teams tonight.
Oh, it's definitely going to be a physical basketball game, and one to keep an eye on. I like that kind of basketball. I don't like the trend of just threes and run and gun. Yeah. So I would, this is one I'm going to keep an eye on for sure.
Yeah, so that comes up tonight, 6 p.m. Central Time on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus is where you can find that one tonight. Kind of the theme of the day.
Oh, absolutely.
We're gonna sign off. Matt Mosley is coming up next. Do appreciate you being with us. Hope you enjoyed hearing from Kim Mulkey and from Kalani Brown in the hour. Garrett, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jay Ma.
Lord willing, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Right now, stay tuned. Matt Mosley is next. The Matt Mosley Show here on ESPN Central Texas.
Adios.